I'm Bruce Kramer with Mission Network News. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, a terror group holding its ground in Lebanon, continues to be violated as the Lebanese president pledges disarmament of all non-state actors. Here's Pierre Hosny with Horizons International.
The big asterisk that's at the end of the ceasefire agreement is that it's kind of contingent on complete disarmament of Hezbollah, which is not something that Hezbollah wants to do or will ever accept.
From a ministry standpoint,
we are continuing our work in spreading the message of the gospel and the message of hope in Jesus as much as we can to as many people that, you know, that will listen. And so many people are listening right now. It's very encouraging.
Read more and find prayer points at missionnews.org. And over 1,000 people have been killed in Syria since fighting erupted earlier this month between government forces and the minority Druze. Samuel of Redemptive Stories tells us,
before the conflict, there was significant movement among God's spirit in that space. Lots of house churches meeting together, growing together, studying God's word together, and sharing with their neighbors. A lot of that will be stopped for this season.
Syria's new leaders aren't friendly to religious minorities. Active conflict puts believers at an even higher risk. So ask God to encourage and empower his followers in Syria during this tumultuous time.
Our brothers and sisters in Syria continue to be bold and strong in the face of so much challenge. Pray that God would give them strength to keep pressing on.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.